It's Monday morning, everybody. Hello, I'm Tom Turberville, and it's time for Fran Lamb and Heritage Highlights on Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's Fran.
52 African-American men served Texas as either state legislative members or Constitutional Convention delegates during the last half of the 19th century. The oldest was Stephen Curtis of Milliken, a man of 60 years. He was born in Virginia in 1806 into slavery. Although illiterate at emancipation, he taught himself to read and write. Stephen Curtis was a delegate to the Constitutional Convention from 1866 to 1867. He was a member of the Immigration Committee along with a German-born gentleman named Eduard Deniger. An account of this unlikely yet significant connection between these two convention delegates cannot be found in history books, but remains important. The Immigration Committee was responsible for offering direction to the convention as to the treatment of immigrants, which comprised a large number of Texan residents at that time, including blacks and Germans. A few years earlier, at the start of the Civil War, some German settlers in Central Texas called freethinkers preferred to remain neutral. Confederate officials condemned them as traitors. Deniger, a member of the freethinkers community, pled not guilty before the officials, but was found guilty anyway. He was forced to post a bond of $5,000 and agree that he would be loyal to the Confederacy. When military officials began threatening some of the men and boys of the German settlement in Sisterdale, located near Fredericksburg, a few tried to flee to Mexico. In the summer and fall of 1862, nearly 30 German men were killed near the Nueces River while trying to cross the Rio Grande. It is called the Nueces River Massacre. Deniger's son, Hugo and Hilmer, died in the massacre. The remains of the dead were buried in a mass grave in Comfort in 1865. In 1866, a monument was dedicated in memory of those immigrants who were true to the Union cause. Today, a 36-star U.S. flag forever flies at half-mast at the monument to honor those slain. Eduard Deniger went on to a distinguished life in public service, including several terms on the city council in San Antonio. He was buried in the San Antonio City Cemetery. The date of Stephen Curtis's death is not known. Speculation is that he may have moved to Kansas in 1880 to escape the unfortunate upheaval that Reconstruction brought to his beloved Milliken. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, and next week, of course, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.